I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we want to talk about weird, wild, wacky weddings.
Yeah.
Weddings beyond.
Woo!
Weddings where things happen where.
Crazy.
It's not necessarily wedding season, although this is the time when most people get
engaged in stuff. And they start reserving their, putting deposits
yes,
and stuff.
Doing all your things. There is a, this is kind of going to be a weird, really weird wedding. There's a bridezilla that's getting, there's, you know, there's those Facebook groups that shame bridezillas.
Yep.
This woman has asked all of her bridesmaids. Okay. She wants them all to buy colored contact lenses because she doesn't want their eyes to clash with the color of dresses that she's buying.
Yeah. And so they have to buy their own contact, get them all, size themselves.
She says, I'm offering them to let them select any color, but it'd be even better if they all chose a rich amber brown like my eyes.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't want them to have the same color. So you
she
can.
She even, as the philanthropic, amazing bridesmaid that she is, says, I'm not afraid of being overshadowed.
But why are you doing this with the dresses?
She just thinks that the some of their blue eyes would clash because the wedding color is chartreuse. Is that the pink color?
I thought that was the green color. Is it like that yellowish, bright green? I thought that was chartreuse. Huh. Oh, no.
I don't know. Are you going to Google chartreuse? Let's figure out what chartreuse is. But either way, she thinks the blue eyes would clash with the chartreuse.
Wow.
So she's she even included a photo of the dress she was thinking of, and she was instantly shamed on the wedding shaming Facebook page.
Well, as she should be.
So that wedding is going to be a wild, woeful.
By the way, chartreuse is that yellowish, bright greenish, tennis ball-y
type. Like neon green?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be a wild wedding. How about this one? This is going to be hard to top, but two people got married. The groom cheated on his bride almost all the time before the wedding, including the night before the wedding.
That's a catch.
An anonymous text was sent out to everyone in the wedding area, spilling the beans to the bride. A fight ensued, but they decided to get married anyway.
She agreed to go through with it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she knew this or not, but according to this story, the girl that was doing the bride's makeup for the wedding was the one that she was cheating with. He was cheating with. Everyone says the wedding was awkward.
I bet, because she, I know why, so she could get married,
divorce him, take it for half.
There you go.
Must have been marrying a guy with money.
Boom.
There's another story. A groomsman, this is a wild wedding, stabbed the groom at the wedding.
Okay, what?
Apparently the wedding went down in Key West.
Mm.
One of the groomsmen was one of his best friends, 29-year-old buddy named Giovanni Avendo. They were at a restaurant and they drank a bunch of shots. Giovanni pulled out a switchblade just to show off his prowess.
What?
Like playing around. He was trying to do that. What's
the
that
butterfly?
One thing? Yes,
it's
the butterfly knife thing. Tried to do that. The groom asked him to stop, but he continued to do so, started making stabbing motions towards him and accidentally stabbed him in the thigh.
What a moron.
He got so scared, he tried to flee the scene by jumping off a second floor balcony.
What?
Hit his head.
God.
So now when the ambulance comes to pick up the groom, also pick up a head injury on the way in. He's not facing any charges, though, because apparently it was an accident. He was just making the stabbing motion and just got
moron.
Too stabby with it.
Yeah.
So no one's going to jail on that one. The other one we really wanted to get to, and then we're going to take your wild, woeful weddings. This woman was marrying into a family and she already knew her mother-in-law was crazy. And the mother, they were having like an outdoor kind of ceremony. They were doing the whole thing.
Okay.
And this is when that first year when West Nile was like the West, everybody was
I remember that.
We were like, there was a couple of years there where we thought the avian flu was going to kill us all.
All that.
Then we got the West Nile was going to kill us all or whatever. Well, this mother-in-law was like, I can't believe you're still getting married outside. She's like, West Nile, they've blown it up in the news, but it's not a real thing. Mother-in-law showed up to the ceremony in a pith helmet she had brought from Australia.
No.
Camouflage and mosquito netting.
Get out.
And would not take it off. Not for the ceremony, not for the photos.
What the heck?
Not for the reception. This is the mother of the bride in a pith helmet, camouflage, and mosquito netting.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
All right, so if you've been a part of a weird, wild wedding, this is where you take over the show. We want to hear your stories. Chelsea?
Yay.
Wild wedding.
So it was actually my bachelorette party.
Oh, boy.
Me and my sister, we ended up getting in a fist fight.
Nice.
And I ripped out her hair extensions, and then she ended up punching a hole in my wall.
Wait. You're fighting with who? Your sister?
My sister. Over her boyfriend who got too drunk at the bachelor party.
Oh.
So she was upset over it.
Did you combine your bachelor and bachelorette parties? Did you do that thing where it's like we eventually meet somewhere like in Vegas?
Kind of. We met up at the end of the night.
Yep.
And she was mad that he got too trashed. And then he was drunk also.
So you fought.
So she ended up kicking herself out of my wedding party.
Oh.
And then reinviting herself. And then in my wedding pictures, I have like bruises on my arms from her.
Because you were scrapping
on
your
way. Fisticuff.
That's classy.
So super classy.
Question.
Like, yes.
People from my job that were watching us just fight each other.
Mm. I say you're still married, even after all that.
No way.
You don't. You think it didn't last?
You're maybe still married, but you don't talk to your sister.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're off and on, but I am still married.
Okay, wow.
I thought you were off and on with your husband or your sister. All right. Thank you for the call, Chelsea. Brett.
Yeah.
You are disguised. Wild wedding.
Okay. So, a few months ago, my buddy and I, my buddy was getting married, and I wasn't like the best man or anything, but I was in the wedding party, and this whole weekend, his wife, his fiance, was just total bridezilla, totally crazy, micromanaging pretty much every aspect of this wedding and making everyone feel just walking on eggshells. We were totally nervous the entire time. We basically, the first couple of days we were like, that we were there, we could barely talk to each other, let alone her.
This sounds like a lot of justification for whatever it is you're about to do, but what happened?
It's a good amount. But anyway, we're in the limo on the way to the venue, and we're sitting around, and the best man takes out the champagne to try to loosen everyone up, right? And stupidly, shakes it a little bit, uncorks it, and the cork flies right into her face.
What?
He aimed it at the bride. Just own it. Did he do it on purpose?
he might have. It was like trying to do something. I don't think so. But anyway, of course, those things go probably 100 miles an hour.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
huge mark around her eye.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh yeah. Puffed up the whole nine yards, and she's like freaking out. She's like, hey, give me a mirror, let me see. We're like, no, we're about to get pictures done, we can't do this. So one of her girlfriends tries to put a little bit of makeup on her or whatever.
Yeah,
doesn't really work. You can still see like this bluish greenish outline that's starting to form, right? And we get to the wedding party, and we're starting to take a bunch of pictures, and it's awful.
Yeah.
You can just totally tell.
So she videos you can't do.
Walking down the aisle,
she's
everybody's
hideous.
Gonna know. You gotta leave your veil on all night long.
That's true.
She's gonna have a forever memory, but it serves her right.
Okay.
She wasn't.
It kinda does, you know.
Wow.
That's cool.
If it was in Commerce City, it looks kinda normal up in my head. Thank you for the call, Brett. Morgan.
Yay.
Wild weddings.
So I went to my friend's wedding from college thinking I was a guest and ended up doing her hair because the hairstylist backed out.
Oh.
And then the night before the wedding, the maid of honor decided she didn't want to be a part of the wedding anymore.
Jeez.
And she's probably three sizes smaller than me. decided that she didn't want to be there, so I had to be the maid of honor in a really tiny dress.
Wait. You had to do everyone's hair, and then you had to be the maid of honor.
You just came and it's like you're the Swiss Army girl. Now you're the hairstylist. Also, we need you to play the organ thing with the wedding march, and then come running up there and be the maid of honor.
Right.
Oh, also, you're catering
it. It was a total redneck wedding. We had to get in the back of trucks at the inn to drive around town, and I felt like a clown in this little tiny dress, and I'm like falling out of it and trying to look like I'm having fun, but it was awful.
Oh my God. No one liked the bride. They all backed out right. on her.
Hairstylist, maid of honor, caterer.
Jeez.
Wow.
Are they still together?
No way. Are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He backed out too. He's with the maid of honor now.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.